The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Monday, my friends, if there is such a thing. Good morning and welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind. I guess if you were in Medora Friday, Monday's happy, right? Because, you know, you've can't get any better than that. You're taken in paradise. And, of course, Todd was there, musical, the whole deal. So he can boast today. I did manage a little lake time over the weekend. Very relaxing. In fact, I told Phil Parker earlier, I'm having trouble getting into Monday mode, actually, because I had so darn much fun bouncing around on a tube yesterday, having a good time. And I don't know what it is about the rest of the family, but they have some sort of amusement directed towards me when I'm doing anything in the way of water sports. I think that means you're old and you don't do this very much, and it's really obvious, Dad. I think that's what it is. So I think that's what they're translating. But Haley's our youngest daughter, and she's... headed into sixth grade here in a few weeks. She'd be 11. So, you know, she and I are, she's the one to like always, Dad, come on. So I took
embarrassing your kids again. I mean, come on.
I took the bait and we're out there in the tube. My wife Maria and our oldest Alex were in the boat and pulling. And, you know, they were like just laughing hysterically. Haley's laughing hysterically. At one point, she said, I can't get to my brother. I said, what's wrong? Do you want to stop? I mean, is the tube going so fast? She said, no, I'm laughing at you. I'm like, well, what is? I'm glad I could provide so much entertainment for everybody around here. So that was fun. And then we actually went out with our neighbors and had a little fun on Saturday out at Little Pine Lake, which is out by Perham, Minnesota. You ever been to Perham, Minnesota, Todd?
Been a while, but yeah.
Yeah, they make Barrel of Fun potato chips there. You might have heard Gardy, the twin skipper, refer to Per Ham. He always jokes about
it. I might have heard had a bag or two of those in my time.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, really good stuff. I happen to like their, I'm a big fan of their licorice, because there's Kale and Companies, there's Barrel of Fun Foods and Kenny's Candy. And they have that, is it Willoughby licorice, the Australian licorice, the really good stuff. It comes out of Perham, Minnesota, too, and Tuffy's Dog Food. Anyway, long story short, we're on a Little Pine Lake, had a great time pontooning and having a wonderful time. But our highlight was a Name That Tune contest at the end of the night. Kind of hoping to be home at a decent hour, and just kept getting later and later and later because, you know, the iTunes accounts and all. In fact, this is the greatest invention ever. You know, one of those boombox radios you bring to the work site? They now have... Bluetooth capability in them, and so you can hook up your iPhone to them and, you know, play your tunes. It's like it turns the, you know, the radio into a jukebox. Maybe this is like, yeah, duh, of course they exist to you, but that was kind of cool to me. I'd not seen one like that before, but I liked it, and we used it. So anyway, a long way of telling you, very fun weekend, ready to go for a brand new week of busy broadcast here on What's On Your Mind, and we'd love to hear from you at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a Friday carryover. Are you kidding me? We have four illegal immigrant children placed in the state of North Dakota, and state officials don't get the courtesy of a phone call, a heads up, here's what you need to know kind of deal? I kid you not. I kid you not. Read about this at sayanythingblog.com. A state legislator, if you'll remember, sent an inquiry. I believe it was Roscoe Striley out of Minot, and wanted to know, look, are we placing any of those kids that we're hearing about at the border in North Dakota? Because we've heard of other states. And they said, no, not at this time. Anyway, four children now have been placed in the state, and state authorities are not being given any information about the placements at all. So, incredible. What's going on?
Notice the loophole, not at this time.
Well, that's what they said the first time, yeah. Right? Yeah, and now, so anyway, this is, here's just a basic, simple question for you. Do you think the feds have if it's not legal or illegal, but just a common courtesy, should the feds not notify North Dakota state officials? when illegal immigrant children are placed in the state, given the challenges going on? I'm asking you. I don't know. You tell me at 800-228-0550. This Ebola story we spent a little time discussing on Friday. Not enough, given the seriousness of it. Are you okay with this Ebola patient, the first one, and now I understand a second coming to the state of North Dakota? I mean, the United States. Sorry, I don't want to scare you there. It's Atlanta to start with, but who knows? You know, Atlanta today, Bismarck tomorrow, right? I mean, we don't know. But the United States is bringing a patient with this very deadly, serious Ebola disease. It is a U.S. citizen, but a U.S. citizen currently overseas, now in an Atlanta hospital, and another one on the way. We had a bunch of comments on that over the weekend, and that's a total head-scratcher. We did finally find out, this came from a listener on Friday. She said, I think what's going on with the House of Representatives being sent to the airport, being done for the recess, and then being called back was political theater, and it's all designed to point the finger back at the Senate. And we said, we're going to try and track down Congressman Kevin Cramer, get to the bottom of that, because I had some sources that said that's exactly what it was. Anyway, Congressman Cramer, I caught up with after the program on Friday, and he basically said, well, it's theater, all right, but it's by the Senate's design, right? Because they're the ones that just keep kicking the can down the road. Ultimately, after this supposed fight, where Democrats were against it and what they call conservatives were against it, talking about the border package, every Republican ended up voting for it, and even one Democrat. Now it does go to the Senate, and the president's threatening a veto, but the bill we heard about last week did get passed by the U.S. House over the weekend, speaking of illegal immigrant children. So those are just a few things that have happened in the news, and I want your take on all of them today on the program at 800-228-0550. And if you don't, we're going to dust off the crickets, and that won't be pretty. Because when you hear the crickets, it means there's two or more lines open. We have one, two, three, four, five, six lines here that I'm looking at. And if we have two or more open, Todd's going to roll the crickets this hour because we have the entire hour to chat with you. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is here every other Monday to answer your questions. Do you know rail traffic in North Dakota, rail by oil, is down from 73% of the oil being shipped by rail to 53%? I would imagine the growers love hearing that because it will free up some space on the rails. We're going to talk with Ron about that and a couple of other things in the news, including another round of horribly negative sky-is-falling stories in the newspapers over the weekend. Forum News Service gets the prize of the Debbie Downer of the weekend. In a headline, I'm looking at the Grand Forks Herald, Vicious Circle! Williston residents struggle to keep their homes! And some of this is real. There are people struggling to keep their homes. There's solutions in the pipeline all over the place, and very often we just talk about the pain, not the solutions. So, anyway, we want to dig into that a little bit today, too. 800-228-0550. Since we have two or more lines open at this point, I think the crickets would only be appropriate, Todd. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, it, we are kind of there, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. Right. All right. Kurt in Stark Weather, listening on 550 K-Fire. Good day to you, and welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, sir. I just wanted to comment. You had Dick Cheney on here last Friday. Think about having something happen to Obama, and we have Joe Biden step in as vice president. How much more comfortable do you feel if you had somebody like Dick Cheney as a backup?
It lost me here now. First of all, I happen to be a fan of Dick Cheney's. I think his record speaks for itself. And I think, his warnings about the threats we face and how we're, I mean, look at this right now. Look at this mess in the Middle East. Look at the Ukraine. I mean, there's a foreign policy meltdown going right now. And it's all basically because this administration wants to stick their fingers in their ears and ignore it. But are you saying you want Cheney back in power, or are you worried that, that Biden would be in power? I didn't follow you.
I'm just saying that the Democrats don't have much of a backup. At least when we had Dick Cheney, I would have had no qualms at all about him stepping in to fill George Bush's shoes, is what I'm saying.
I got it. So you're comparing the capability of the vice presidential you know, leadership underneath the president here, and you're saying Biden doesn't cut it and Cheney did. I get it. Okay. Let me ask you this, Kurt.
Go ahead.
You don't. I almost think Joe Biden would be an improvement on the current mess.
I don't know. I'm got mixed emotions on that. He's such a blundering idiot. I don't know how much of an improvement. At least he wouldn't be probably consciously trying to ruin things.
Do you think the current president is consciously trying to ruin things?
I do. I mean, it's
you're not
it's
alone.
We don't agree on this direction of the country, obviously. And that's my point, is he's consciously trying to change the direction of the country, and it's the wrong direction.
Well said, Kurt. Appreciate the call. And I know there's a lot of others out there that agree with you. I always sway back and forth between incompetence and intentional. More of your calls when we come back, Monday edition of the program. Give us a ring.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Not like Don Williams, the easy end of the week. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Yeah. I believe in you. We believe in our fine listeners here in the program and our fine sponsors, which include the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil can and does every single day to the tune of $30 billion in economic impact, 60,000 jobs, and something we all ought to spend more time recognizing and understanding, and that is the value
of North Dakota oil and gas and its opportunity to make us stronger as a nation in the way of protecting our families, national security. We need to look at the powder keg of the Middle East at this very moment, this very snapshot right now, and know how important that is. Find out more about it at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right. Should North Dakota state officials receive a heads up when illegal immigrant children are placed in the state? We know four are here now, and there was no heads up. Alex says, oh, yes. Shannon says, absolutely. Joel says, let's play top secret games with the population who pay our salaries. Stupid taxpayers. Tricks are for the Democrats. Normal says these are the children of foreign armies. The parents will be speaking in next with the kids. Sneaking in next. Sorry, not speaking. Yeah, it says here these are the children of foreign armies. The parents will be sneaking in next to be with the kids. It's all designed to get us accustomed to foreign invasion, just because we are supposed to like people. All right, interesting. Agree or disagree with those takes, you let us know. Cheryl in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Cheryl.
I was just going to say, you know, I don't know how they get here without people knowing, but, you know, with all the privacy rules, all that kind of thing, it's not, I mean, it's not surprising. You know, it's really kind of whose business is it, you know, directly. And I hope they're doing the right thing, though, you know, making sure these kids are healthy before they're letting them into, you know, schools. And the thing is when they go to public school, private school, they have to have their shots. They have to, you know, either that or they have to totally, you know, say they're opting out. But, you know, I don't know how a person gets involved to know about those things, but I have to say, I think the rules are kind of against us. And even when your kids are like 18 and of age, you know, if they have some kind of mental health issues or drug issues or drinking, you can hardly help them because the laws are set up to protect the person.
You brought up a point I hadn't thought of, but it almost ties to this Ebola thing, and that would be we've heard from the border agents, and we've heard from the hospitals where they're going that they're quote unquote seeing diseases they haven't seen in decades, right? I mean that's the feedback we're getting. So at a bare minimum, would not the state health department deserve a heads up to say, by the way, these four are coming in, they've been vetted, they've been tested, they've been blah, blah, blah. I mean, just even if it's thumbs up, no problems here, just so you know. I mean, for nothing other than health. And by the way, some people believe this Ebola thing is all designed for the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Get in here so you establish a pattern, and then you can just do this whenever you please.
Idea that you would have to notify the state health department, you know, back in the day, you know, STDs, and I think they still are reportable to the health department, so that this is kind of, I don't know why that happened. But this Ebola, I think, you know, the way people travel all over the world, I think it's kind of inevitable that it's going to get here. And, you know, maybe we should be kind of glad that these couple people that are coming in and going to this hospital in Atlanta, that the doctors are going to try to treat it because, you know, maybe there's a chance they'll figure out how to treat it. Rather than leave them over in Liberia and let them just die. You know, what I'm saying is I think it's going to happen just because of the way people get around. I don't know if you can anyway control that whole thing. So maybe it just be, I mean, this is the greatest medical system in the world. If we can't figure it out, probably not too many people can.
Appreciate all the thoughts, Cheryl. I'm glad you're listening. Some food for thought for all of us, certainly to ponder. Karen in North Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Karen, tell us.
Hello. A continuation of a great summer. Where is Walker, Minnesota, and what does it generally have?
Where is Walker, Minnesota, you ask? Well, I'm glad you did because I'm headed there. I want to say the 19th of August, yes, which would be a couple of weeks from tomorrow. Walker, Minnesota is, oh, gosh, what's a good, you know where Detroit Lakes is?
Yes, I do.
So if you get to Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and for our listeners in North Dakota, that'd be about a 45-minute drive pretty much east of here, a little bit east and south of Fargo-Moorhead. But you get to Detroit Lakes, and then you get on Highway 34. You wind your way through Park Rapids. You know where Park Rapids is?
Not exactly.
All right, so just it's about 45 minutes from Detroit Lakes. 45 minutes to an hour, I guess, from Detroit Lakes, if I recall correctly. Or is Park about an hour and a half, hour, 45 minutes from Fargo-Moorhead, Karen? And let me just describe it for you. Have you seen any Norman Rockwell paintings of small towns before?
I love Norman Rockwell.
Well, that's all you got to do is go to Walker and you see Norman Rockwell paintings come to life. It's just a beautiful place. And the Chase on the Lake Resort there is just nothing short of staggering. They've been a longtime advertiser of this program since they opened. It's a historic hotel. It's on the National Historic Register, and they completely renovated it after a huge fire, and the place is world-class. I mean, spa, restaurant. It's on Leech Lake, which is one of the best walleye lakes, and I got a buddy, Toby Kovalevog, who's a guide out there. He used to be a goaltender for the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux hockey team. We're going to go fishing when I'm out there, and I'll be able to hopefully give you some reports of some lunkers that we catch. But anyway, chaseonthelake.com to find out more about it, Karen. But thanks for asking. Walker, Minnesota is a great place. Joe on the Bakken, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joe.
So, good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. I got a quick statement, observation about these children on the border. I come from a long background in South Texas of brothers and family and dads and Texas Rangers and Border Patrol. A hundred years or more of law enforcement down there on the border. I believe it's a very good thing for these children to be coming to every aspect of the United States. I really do. I think it's one of the best things that's happened in this administration, and I'll tell you why. People up here in the Bakken, people up there in Massachusetts, or however you say it, New York, they look at places like South Texas with all these immigrants illegally flooding into our country, and New Mexico and California, and it's a long distance away, and they never think about it. And it doesn't impact them. Even the liberals, they say, oh, those poor darling children. But let me tell you something. When it gets into their neighborhood and it infects their children with the diseases they come across, impacts their economy, brings the crime to their street.
Yeah, Joe, hang on. We're going to let you finish the thought on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's unbelievable. I am more and more reading the newspapers like the McKenzie County Farmer or the Tioga Tribune or the Divide County Journal First. I mean, it's not as though they don't factually cover stories, and there's not as though there's not challenges. There are, but you know, when you're reading those newspapers, at least you're getting a sense of the local community and not folks that just think they can peck away on a keyboard in Grand Forks or Fargo and Bismarck, or my nuts about the one daily that it seems to at least go straight and narrow on the thing. But boy, oh boy, I tell you, it's unbelievable. They bring me down. A little ELO reference there to the bumper music. 27 before the top of the hour, North Dakota Petroleum Council bringing you today's program. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out about the fact that there are an enormous amount of job opportunities available. In fact, there are more job opportunities than there are unemployed people in North Dakota. Right now, largely because of the oil and gas industry and the $30 billion in impact, 60,000 jobs in the industry right now, and it all means energy security as well. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, among other things on our topic, rail traffic, rail by oil, down from 73% of the oil to 53% of the oil traveling by rail these days. What's going on there? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? We'll ask Ron Ness. We're also going to talk about the 125th anniversary of North Dakota and a celebration to come. The Lieutenant Governor, Drew Wrigley, will be here. Your questions and comments, welcome for all of them on the program. Back to the phone. So, Joe, in the Bakken, if I heard you correctly before the break, just to summarize, you think it's a good thing these illegal immigrant children are coming to North Dakota, and you were starting to tell us why you think it's a good thing. So go ahead and finish your thought.
Yes, sir. Thank you for keeping me on. Like I said, I come from the border. My family... great-grandfather was a Texas Ranger. My grandfather, great-grandfather, dad, all my brothers are Border Patrol and Highway Patrol down there, and we deal with this on a daily basis, not with just this first little flood that's coming across, but for a long time. I believe people up in North Dakota, they turn a blind eye to the problems happening in the South on the border. People in New York and New Vermont, Oregon, Washington, they don't even consider what's going on until you bring these children to their state. They don't even, they say, all those poor children, until it impacts them personally. And then they'll know where the disease and the crime and the loss of revenue that's impacting their state and their communities, they won't understand what's really occurring. And I tell you, I'm...
All right, so what you're saying, Joe, is this is a needed wake-up call for North Dakotans that don't recognize the impact this has on a border state like California or Arizona or Texas.
You think about it. Everybody has a computer, and you don't have to be a person of history. You don't. You can research this. Everybody in the sound of your radio audience can research this for themselves. The best armies in the world, the Romans, the Mongols, all these people had one huge tactic. They would empty their prisons, go into their infirmaries and get all their sick, dying, diseased people, their worst convicts, murderers, rapists, and they would push them into areas by the millions, infecting areas before they invaded. Think about it, people. Think about it. You think this tactic has not gone unseen by this administration? It has been seen. That's all I really need to say. If this is not a wake-up
call. All right, Joe, I hear you. He says it's a wake-up call, and he's glad they're coming here because maybe it'll wake you up. I don't know that you need them to come here to be wakened up. I spend enough time behind this microphone taking your phone calls to realize that people get it when it comes to illegal immigration. They get it when they come to propose to, things that are a path to amnesty. People want the border secure, period. I don't think that means people are not compassionate and understand it's a problem. You need to deal with it. But the first thing you do is secure the border. And, last time he was on, Senator John Hovenes talked about this. Congressman Kramer explained his thoughts on it. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, a little tougher to schedule for us on the program. In fact, she's been to the border, so I'm anxious to visit with her about it. We put in calls to her staff to see if we can't coordinate things for the visit to the Energy Secretary on Friday and maybe combine a little update on the border and her visit there. Hope to do that soon as well. So you hear from your members of Congress and they hear from you, but my sense is people do get it. Andy and Dickinson, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to see if I could change your mind on North Dakota income tax. I happened to speak to one of my wife's relatives the other day, and he was ultra-liberal, and he was saying that he was complaining about his $4,000 income tax in North Dakota. He doesn't live in the state, but he gets oil revenue off of mineral rights, and I would not like to see that money go away.
Yeah, so in other words, you like the idea that we have an income tax.
Well, I didn't 2 months ago, but what I'm saying is people that live outside our state that pay our income tax because they are getting all the money off the mineral rates is what I'm saying.
But I'm lost. I'm saying if I own mineral rights and I live in Minnesota, I don't pay an income tax in North Dakota anyway, do I?
I think they do, actually. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and I know there's been some talk about make it for residents, not for non-residents. So that would be one carve out. Here's the deal: South Dakota has it. We don't. We have a lot more resources than they do. We have a lot of bucks flowing in. I think for no other reason. For one, a lot of people acknowledge it's not that it's once they decoupled it. The Republican leadership in the legislature deserves credit for decoupling the increases in the federal income tax. The links. They decoupled it from the feds, okay? And once they did that, it sort of sat where it sat, right? However, to me, given the amount of money we have in the coffers, given the amount of money coming in, all it does is allow for more state spending, right? We could trim that belt a little bit, in my view. So that's why I think if South Dakota can do it, North Dakota ought to be able to do it times two or three. And we're not talking about a huge amount of money to do it. I just think it makes some sense.
You should ask one of the state guys next time one's on. I think it is. If you're out of the state and you make money off of North Dakota mineral rights, I think they do have to pay state income tax. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm about 80% sure on that.
You know what we'll do? I'll ask Chris. Let's make a note to have Ryan Rauschenberger on the program. Ryan is the state tax commissioner. He'd know the answer to it. And again, I have heard people say, I've heard people say, let's tie it to property taxes. In other words, if you own property in North Dakota, then you don't pay income tax. Right? It'd be another way to,
that would be,
to get
that would be a nice
property tax relief.
That'd be a nice suggestion. I like that idea.
Yeah, that's one idea. And I think it came from a listener here. I don't know if it's been proposed in the legislature, but we talked about this last week when we were in Watford City with Al Carlson and Wes Belter. Al was sort of the opinion, you know what? This ought to be proposed and discussed, and seemed to me to be leaning towards it could be eliminated over time. You know, phase it out over 3-4 years. The chairman of the Finance and Tax Committee, Wes Belter, said, I'm not for it, and kind of here's why. And I think part of it was what you're talking about, Andy, but we'll keep digging into it. And Chris, make a note, we're due to have Ryan on anyway, so be good to have him on, and we'll ask that question. The question for him would be, for instance, royalty holders who do not live in North Dakota pay North Dakota income tax on those royalties if they don't live here? I don't think they do, but I could be wrong. Lewis and Carpio, you're next on All What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Lewis.
Yeah, I'm your political theater caller, actually. But I got a whole laundry list here. You need to watch out because that one caller last week might call you into the pie police with Michelle Obama.
Yeah. So, did I bash Michelle Obama today? Did I?
You just might want to watch it.
Yeah, I think Lewis Todd is talking about Gloria and Carrington. No, Garrison. Gloria and Garrison.
Anyway,
yeah,
on the border, bringing the kids to the states. Yes, they need to notify the state health department, social service, and the school health nurses where these kids will be attending school. I've lived south of North Dakota. A little town in Nebraska with a packing house 15 years ago was having to teach half the week in Spanish and half the week in English because there were so many non-English speaking kids in the school. So that can have a major impact. Goes back to, I think it was Joe that was talking about wake-up call.
Yep.
You don't have to go to Texas. You can go to Kansas and Nebraska and see it.
All right, so public education ought to be notified, is your point. We'll add that to our list because we said earlier the health department should be notified, given the fact that even if it's a clean bill of health, no need to worry, let them know.
School health nurses need to know so they can keep an eye out for certain things.
Yeah, I think this warrants a call from Jack Dalrymple to President Obama. Sorry, Gloria.
Oh, yeah.
But just to say, wait a minute here. Well, this is just common courtesy, so I'm with you, Lewis.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, good call on that political theater. We checked it out, and obviously there was an element of that there. Also, though, an element of just total frustration boiling over with the Senate being the graveyard of anything that is even close to common sense legislation.
Over 300 bills Harry Reid's got on his desk because he ain't touched.
Yeah, good points.
The House has been up to it.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Donald and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Donald.
Yes, I'd like to address two different areas in regard to this immigration thing. Some time back, Mark Armstrong used to read a book and then interview the writer of the book on the air. And what I'd like to have happen is, Mr. Armstrong, read Governor Brewer's book, Scorpions for Breakfast, and then interview Governor Brewer on the air. That would get us in North Dakota more aware of what Texas and Arizona are facing down there.
Good suggestion, Donald, and we do authors from time to time, given what's happening right now, she would be a good guest. And we will definitely, and by the way, has had a finger-wagging session with the current occupant of the White House that might be warranted for, Jack Dalrymple now, given what we know about what's come to North Dakota. So good suggestion, Donald. Thank you. When we come back, Mike in Botno is next to go. Your call's welcome. 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Every time I go to the golf course, I challenge myself to get better at the sport. I became a scratch golfer in 3 years. I got good at the short game by spending hours hitting from 100 yards and in. The equipment gets better every single year. I want the customer to leave with confidence in the equipment. I'm Jason Hicks, and I'm one of the golf experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Do you love jerky? You tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you, meettaffy.com. That's right, meettaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what, let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy, Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to meettaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou Blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at meettaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. Meettaffy.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mr. Todd Mitchell was out in Medora on Friday having a blast. Did you bring your lovely bride with you? You guys take in the musical and do it?
Absolutely. Pictures posted. And how in the world Miss Emily missed me in the crowd? Because she said, you know, say hi to Todd Mitchell, KFYR, blah, 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 and his new bride and all that. And I stood up, and I'm a big guy wearing a black shirt with highlighter yellow lettering, and she still missed me. And I gave her a bad time about it later. We had a good laugh over it all.
You know, do you remember the guy that called on the program Friday and said, you know, that Medora musical is so boring. He'd been there like 6, 7 years ago or something. He claimed it was so boring. And I said, we'd give him a free pair of tickets if he'd go again. And he said he would. He hung up before we got his information. So I hope he's good to his word because we are good to ours. We have a pair of tickets for the musical. I talked to Justin and the team there after the show on Friday, and they're all for it. So, but I need his address. So give us a call back. By the way,
I didn't go 6, 7 years ago, but I went last year. I went this year. I loved it both times. So,
well, it's good every year. I mean,
I can't speak for 6 years ago. Maybe it wasn't as good 6 years ago as now. The last 2 years have been fantastic. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. Then a word about High Plains Apache and
Believe it or not, a new ban is hitting school bake sales. Wall Street Journal story you're not going to believe. Put down that cupcake, folks, because the Let's Move campaign, part of the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act, championed by First Lady Michelle Obama, is coming to a bake sale near you. All right, Mike in Botno, a great place up there with Lake Metegoshi and the park and great state park up there. Love Botno. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Well, great. You know, I might be nitpicking a little bit here, but I'd like to know if anybody could tell me who paid Kent Conrad's way to come and grandstand with Obama when he came to North Dakota.
Chris, did we have any luck scheduling Senator Conrad? Did you hear back or anything? We were actually trying to. It was clear that he and President Obama were like sort of locker room buddies, almost, it looked like, right? They were just kind of doing that get out of town, shove each other back and forth stuff, you know, on the tarmac when Air Force One landed. But what is Senator Conrad doing now? Is he lobbying? Is he? I forget what he's doing. We've got some big time clients. What are you thinking? Are you? In other words. I would imagine Kent Conrad's able to pay his way. His wife Lucy was with him. I don't get the concern, Mike.
Well, if my tax dollars paid for him, I just think it's totally wrong because, you know, in what capacity did he show up? He's no longer a senator.
Yeah, I would doubt taxpayer dollars paid for him to get there. I bet he was there on his own or was going to be here anyway. And I mean, he served in the Senate with Obama, so they're probably pals. But I just want to catch up with Senator Conrad in general. It's been a long time. Find out what he's doing and have him on the program. Chris, did you get any response? Did you track him down or find his office? You can tell us on mic so I don't have to repeat this. But Chris is looking a little overwhelmed in there. Like, why are you asking me questions when I don't? Oh, he's got a phone call. He's on a phone call.
I have tried to find out, but if he did, I just think it's totally wrong. And I pay my taxes and I get disgusted when they blow it, you know.
Yeah, I would be real surprised. I mean, you think it like he came out on Air Force One with Senator Heitkamp, you mean, or what?
You know, I'm not sure how he got there, to tell you the truth.
Anyway, I'll try and get you an answer, Mike. We have asked Senator Conrad to come on. I don't know if we ever got an answer. Just go yes or no, Chris, on whether or not we've got. Oh, he's on the phone. Yeah, he's busy. He's busy producer, man. No time for pesky O's. Anyway, Mike, we'll dig into it. We'll get you an answer, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call.
I didn't have much luck tracking him down. I tried to reach a board that he's on of some company. And
you did not get a response to our query, our interview request?
No.
All right.
But it's not like he's somebody who's in the book or something like that.
Right. Yeah, you just can't Facebook him, right?
Yeah.
I hear you. By the way, ET Egg Center, one of our sponsors today, and we'd love for you to see those folks. They're actually in Mandan. They're in Madison, South Dakota. They're in Frontier, North Dakota. And there are your Apache Sprayer headquarters. Got a dedicated sales and service team, one focus, sprayers. And it shows the minute you walk in the door. You can check out their website, highplainsapache.com. I'd love for you to go see them. They got a great service team. I always kid Sean and the guys in the Mandan shop that they're like the Maytag repairman because these things, I mean, they got this awesome warranty on it for a reason. These things never break down. They got this light footprint. And, of course, we started pretty wet this year, so they really helped a lot of folks get in the field and stay in the field. And they also have that new ET Egg Center with like 50,000 parts in stock, or they'll get it to you in a day's notice. So Tyler and the team in Mandan, stop and see him. Of course, Chris and his crew at Fargo as well. They're in Madison, South Dakota, too. And again, it's highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. They're across from Bonanza off Main Street on East Side Court in Mandan, one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. Kathy says, do we know who is bringing the illegals into North Dakota? Is it Lutheran Social Services? Perhaps you should call them and see if they know anything about the ones that are already here, how many more we can expect. I agree the Gov should be on the phone to the White House and send a loud, clear message. All right. Well, we might ask Drew Wrigley about it. He will be here, the lieutenant governor, at the bottom of the hour, and we'll also ask Chris to put a request through Jeff Zent, the governor's communications advisor, for Governor Dalrymple to join us and see if, you know, Jack's pretty calm, cool cucumber, you know, but I'd imagine he wouldn't be afraid to pick up the phone and say, you know, Barack. He probably can call him that because, you know, they've been in the same room, right? You know, what's the deal with these four illegal kids coming here? How about a little heads up? Thinking that it's my best Jack Dalrymple impression. How'd I do, Todd? Was that okay? I'll work on that during the break. And Ron Ness coming up, Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, and more of your calls on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Summer's here. That's the good news. Bad news, the bugs are out. Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash with a great solution. Megan, how can you help truckers get the bugs out?
Absolutely. We've got a new chemical called Bug Magic that'll get the bugs off. It's included with every wash, and it's also available for retail sale.
What a deal. And they're open 24-7 now. No wait time, especially at night. Just a good time to get in there. 24-7. They're cleaning. They're getting rid of the bugs. Your truck at the North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex and Stanley on the truck bypass.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.